Welcome to Extract Talks with Dr. John podcast. Dr. John is CEO and president of Extract Lab and United Science, an industry leader in hemp, cannabis, and the extraction industry. Listen closely as Dr. John talks about his experiences, CBD extraction methodology, and the ins and outs of owning your own business. Dr. John teaches you healthy business practices, how to increase your profits, and steps to take your CBD company to a whole new level. Let's dive in.
Let me see here. So today we are going to be continuing our mayhem series on Delta 8.
Delta 8.
Delta 8, the molecule.
The myth.
The legend.
Doom, doom, doom.
So should be pretty good. Hey, guess what, guys? I got a little bit of...
This is cool, by the way. You guys are loving this, and we're getting so many questions and so much good input. Thank you.
Oh, hey, look at this. Oh. So back in the day when Dr. Johnny T went into the lab the first time, this is my very first batch of Delta 8. See? Ooh. Look at that. It's 160 degrees there. And see, looking, isn't that beautiful? Wow. Look at that. And I was like, oh, look at that. Oh, no, I ruined it. It's like, what the heck? 82, trying to figure out why the things are turning different colors and everything. Okay. Guys, when you go into the lab and you try to make Delta 8, it's going to be the same thing. You guys are going to have, make up like five or six batches. You're going to try to understand, why things are happening the way they are. When you get to the point where you want to scale up and you want to do multiple kilos, give us a call. Yeah. We can help you traverse all of that pain and suffering that I went through.
Yeah, we got a lot of arrows in our backs.
Yes,
so
we do.
Can do that. And, and a lot of shit on the walls.
we really have had a lot of, it's just basically trial by error. Everybody knows who's done research ever. It's just basically the way to lose money the fastest. Okay. So, we're going to research. Oh, yeah, that's so noble. Okay, that's what that equals to is, okay, we're going to throw a bunch of money down a hole. We'll just flush it. Okay, why don't we just basically start shoveling money into the big money hole?
Yeah, but it's so
set
fun.
It on fire.
It is a lot of fun, though.
It is a lot of fun. So, it is. And I have a lot of respect for a lot of these guys who go out there and, get it done. So just as a recap, hey, look at this recap on what we talked about a couple weeks ago was, okay, Delta 8, what are the differences in Delta 8 between Delta 9 and Delta 10? We talked a lot about, how to test it, right?
Yes.
We talked about a comparison of the different brands and how they how they compared to one another with Delta 8 and Delta 9. And we did some comparisons. I showed you some results on that.
And the results and whether or not residuals were identified or whether residuals were even tested.
Right, exactly.
The purity of the product, everything.
We talked about, how the idea of Delta 8, kind of as a marketing thing, it just seems to be so huge now. But from the standpoint of reality, it's actually very old and very well known.
Kind of like me. Very old.
Very old. Yeah. Very well known. Very well known, too.
Well, am I very well known? I don't know.
I guess so.
Yeah, that and $7 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
And $7 could get you a single gummy of Delta 8.
Okay.
I saw some of the prices are pretty high, but... typically what you're looking for is, $10 will get you, five or six gummies or seven gummies or something like that. And, people don't usually sell the big bags of them because they, there's a lot of them there.
Yeah.
So you got to think about also childproof packaging.
Yep.
You don't want to have a kid getting into a gummy.
That's so, one of the recommendations we made to one group that, they went to seven count bags at about $14 or $15, I think, retail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
there. Yeah, I mean, childproof packaging is important, and you should have either in a jar where you it requires requires someone to push it down, or you can have it in bags that are also childproof. So those are really hard to get open. I actually have a really hard time. These are like childproof.
They are childproof.
They're doctor proof, and they're mid-40s guy proof.
Yes.
Anyway, but you can always take and rip the bag off, rip the end of it off and get it, or even do like a single package. So those of you guys who are making different products and you're wondering how to package them, single use and childproof is probably pretty important for you to think
prepare
about.
Prepare responsibly.
Yeah, prepare responsibly. So, really, let's talk about what is it that makes Delta 8 products safe.
What is it?
We talked a little bit last week about that, and you want to make sure, first of all, that you don't have those solvent residuals in there. And I hate to keep harping on this, but last week I showed you one of the chromatograms, one of the certifications where they hadn't even looked at it. So here, take my product, consume it. But by the way, I'm not going to do any residual solvents on it. Well, that's no good, right?
No.
So you should be aware of what the residual solvents are and whether it passes those tests or not, right? No acid residuals. A lot of people add different types of acid in order to make the reaction happen, and you want to make sure that those acids are out of your product.
Oh.
And so one of the things that they do typically in processing is they will neutralize it, okay? But that doesn't necessarily take the acid out, to having a neutral acid, okay? So you want to make sure that it's there's no acid residuals in there, and you can find that out with chromatography.
Wow.
So you can find
that. What kind of an acid would that be?
Well, you can use I'll tell you, there's different types of acids. There's Lewis acids, there's Bronsted acids, there's organic acids, and a lot of them are, everything I just said has been used.
Wow.
Okay.
And that amplifies the effect. Is that why they would use it, or?
No. It's just a part of the washing and it's part of the process, right?
Okay.
So yeah, you got to make sure that it's taken out. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's going to be something you need to think about. Look, if is the, what is the pH, for example, of the product that you're imbibing?
Okay. Sure.
Number one, and then a lot of people will argue, well, there's no way to know the pH of what it is because it's in an organic, material. That's a different topic for a different time. It's highly technical, but suffice it to say that you can do a wash and then understand if, in a water wash, you can actually measure pH.
Wow.
So a water wash is important to do.
You bet.
And of course, those are all the tips and tricks that you get, and hacks, life Delta 8 hacks you can get on this show, listening to us.
D8 hacks. There we go. Come on.
And by saying, picking up the phone, dialing up Johnny T, and we'll help you, formulate your product and help you with some of those services to get you to get going.
And, to do that, get a hold of the team. Team's on Drift, on the chatbot right now, right underneath this. So
yeah,
reach out to them.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Chatbot. Okay, legal limits of Delta 9. Okay, this is something we talked about last week, but again, it is a thing that really goes into a safe product, okay?
Yep.
If you are buying a Delta 8 product and you have, 5 to 8% of Delta 9 in there, you're getting a product that you didn't expect to get.
Yes.
Okay. So make sure that you're buying one with a legal limit of Delta 9. You don't want to, be caught with it, say, hey, look, I got this Delta 8, it's hemp derived, it's perfectly fine. And then they test it and they're like, oh, well, guess what? Not really.
Yeah.
And you're actually just trying to subvert the law or whatever. So.
Exactly. And if you get caught with that, you can say, hey, here's my COA, but it's still hot. And
that's after they confiscate it.
And not just that.
Yeah. Right. So it's a no-win situation.
It's a no-win.
Do it right and you'll be just fine. And then unknowns identified. Okay. Be clean, guys. Be clean. You want to make sure that your unknowns that are in your chromatogram,
I think that could
identified.
Be an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Unknowns identified.
The unknowns.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be.
We should call them.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
M. Night, are you out there?
Okay.
Unknowns identified.
What would be the thesis of such a video, movie film, picture film?
Oh, I can come up with that by the end of the next slide.
Okay. All right.
If I don't listen to you.
So what? Well, you have been accused of not listening to me. Oh, boy.
Sorry.
So purity analysis. Okay. What do you look for in a quality Delta 8
product? What do you look for in a
quality? Okay. Purity analysis. You should
purity.
Look for purity analysis.
Purity. Absolutely.
Right? Chromatograms with peaks identified. So when you do look at the thing, you should look at the C of A. You should see, okay, all the peaks have been identified. It doesn't look weird.
On a purity side, question. Mm-hmm. With purity, you can't necessarily have, because of the processes, you can't really have an organic Delta 8 product.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Just so checking. If someone is saying that they have a Delta 8 product and it's organic, that on its face of it is, yeah, it's not legit. It's not legit. Basically, what I have here is less than Delta 8, but let me unpack that because I don't think it's worded properly. Essentially, when you have Delta 8, you want to use it for a mellowing effect. You want to use it for the medicinal benefits of that. And what we found is, you know, adding in with other cannabinoids is a really great way to do that. And also adding in, for example, the terpenes for the entourage effect is also really great. And that makes it much more medicinal. You can add, like a lot of the oils that we process are very, very high in beta caryophyllene. And we had discussed that in our yes, terpene
we
shows.
Did.
Okay.
And go see that because that was really fun. Yeah.
We did a whole series on terpenes. We talked about all the different types of terpenes and everything. So it was really, really kind of amazing. But we also looked at some of the chromatograms and also some of the C of A's that came from from some of the different places. Yeah, and there's a lot of caryophyllene in there, so pretty interesting.
Beta caryophyllene.
What's really important is that when you're looking for quality Delta 8 product, I think in my view, this is a lot of perception, but if you have like a pure Delta 8 product or a very high potency Delta 8 product, it doesn't taste very good, and you were using the word caustic, but it doesn't hit the throat very well, and it's not good. So,
Right. Look,
guys, if you want to have a good experience, you got to get into your formulations, get into your craft, love your craft, come up with the right flavor, aroma profile that has the right mellowing effect without having to, overwhelm.
And the right purity.
And the right purity, right? So, what to look for in a quality 8 Delta 8 product? I would say a formulated product is the number one key item there.
Absolutely.
With high purity and, a chromatogram and a C of A with very good peaks defined. A lot of people also ask, why and what dosage should I take? Okay.
Yes.
Because, typically if you have a THC dosage, it's 10 milligrams per dose, for, 150 pound person. Okay. What if you're a 100-pound person and you take that dose? Well, it's just, you probably are going to get buzzed quicker, okay, because it's a higher dosage for you. And usually when a pharmacist or a doctor talks about this, they talk about the milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So typically...
MG per kg.
Yeah, they say mg per kg. Mg per kg.
Mg per kg.
But there's no I, so it's... KG is kig, but it's not kick. How do you pronounce that? So mg per kig.
Mg per kig.
Yeah. So what you can see here, I have depends on the weight. Typically, a low dose is 0.1 milligrams per kilogram, and a medium dose is 0.2, and a high dose is 0.3. So dosage for edibles, if you do some calculations, 10 to 20 milligrams is really what you're looking for. And your vapes, you really can't really look at your dosage for vapes because you really can't measure the dosage of a puff.
True.
So that's a really tough thing.
I have very big lungs.
So, yeah, okay, lungs of a football player?
I don't know. Do football players have big lungs?
I think they do. Yeah, I think they do. They got.
They're big guys.
Well, they're big guys. Plus, they're super in shape, right? So they're moving lots of air. So
they are moving lots of air.
Yeah.
True.
If you can't have like, for you runners out there, I know that. Okay, so when you start to run, right?
Yeah.
You feel like you're always trying to suck in for air, but then when you condition your lungs, right, you're not having a problem with that. So
no issue.
You're definitely, the same thing with the vape. Okay. So the question is, how do you dose a vape? How do we get off on that? I don't really know. How do you dose a vape?
I was going to runner's high, and then we were like, okay. Well,
I remember this
I'm
one.
I'm a hiker, and I get a hiker's high because I go fast.
One project they were doing, we were trying to, there was a dog model. For example, which was a dog who had a certain condition, Okay, and they used the dog for medical research. Okay, like a lot of people do. They use monkeys and rats, and they use dogs and pigs and things like that. So, but these dogs, they had that, and they were trying to, figure out how you could dose a vapor to a dog using like a THC or something like that to measure what their response was. And, you know, this is how medical research is done, guys. They typically, they'll have the animal testing that occurs, and it does, like, that's what science is. Okay. And then they bring, if there's positive results there, then they'll bring them out into a clinical trial with humans.
Okay.
And then the humans then become the guinea pigs.
Okay.
That one, he didn't do so well. Or that one, there's a certain, maybe he had a side effect or whatever, then they test that. And those are called adverse events, when you have an adverse event from something, right?
Wow.
So that's what they do. So dosaging, getting back to my story about the dogs, they were trying to figure out a way to make the dog vape. That's pretty good. So they could measure, you know, meter dosage.
Yeah.
You know, for like asthma, those are all metered.
Well, I know, but what did they do with the dog? How did they do that? Did they do the spray?
Something along those lines.
They put a paper bag over their head and just blow into it.
You know what? I don't think I really know what the end was. I think the discussion happened. We kind of chuckled about it. And then it was kind of discounted that, okay, that's not a possible thing.
For clarity, no animals or humans have been damaged. Well,
No animals have been used in the research of this testing.
Of this show.
Yeah, we haven't done it. Yeah, but scientists, I mean, yeah, I think they can get pretty, you know, in the medical sciences, they can be pretty, a little bit gruesome, I guess, you know. So, but, you know, hats off to them because they do save lives and you know, we're thankful for what they're doing.
And then they have to go home and take Delta 8.
Yeah, they do. And mellow out a little bit.
Mellow out.
Yeah. So what dosage should I take? Again, there's a calculator on outlawshemp.com.
Oh, that's right.
And you can go on there. You can put in your weight and everything. But just suffice it to say, advice that you would want to take when you're starting to take any kind of drug.
Advice for these vices?
Yeah, advice for the vices, which is go low, go slow.
How low can you slow?
Yeah, so go low, go slow.
Go slow,
I did not coin this. I think the first time I heard it was from one of my colleagues and a good friend from back in college. And I don't know if he coined it, but I maybe it's just one of those things that are well known. When you start off with a drug regimen or any kind of new thing, whether it's a supplement even, mm-hmm. You don't want to just like, okay, take all of it and then just go, because you might have a little adverse reaction to it, right?
Sure.
So if you start really low and you go and you take a little bit of it, okay, it didn't have any effect on me. You take another little bit, as long as it's safe, and then you can test and just feel, you know, make sure that you're thinking, you know, you're making notes as to, you know, how you feel. And
I like the way you looked at your hands.
Are your hands shaking like this? Then maybe you should dial that back a little bit, buddy. You know, it's dial back the caffeine.
Put the pen down. The coffee table.
Typically, you should start with low doses, see how your body reacts. If you have negative response, stop taking the product. And you can report that back to the manufacturer. Here's what you don't do to the manufacturer. It's really not fair because a lot of different people have different reactions and
sure.
So you don't go onto Google and, you know, start to blast them on Google. This doesn't make sense. So it's not nice. It's not a very ethical thing to do either, because everybody's a little bit different. What I would do is, you know, go ahead and, you know, contact them, say, I had this adverse event. They're going to record that and say, hey, look, sorry, whatever. They may compensate you in some way, but that's it. When I say compensate, they may refund your money or something along those lines.
And typically that response, it could be a negative response, but it could be a mig to kig issue.
Yeah, right. And so they might say, yeah,
see what
how were you dosing? What's your mig to kigs?
What's your mig to kig?
Okay, so go low and go slow, guys. A lot of people also ask about what the onset time is.
Okay, the onset time is when are you feeling the effect?
Yeah, so how long from the time I take it to the time, whatever it is, whether it's CBD or any other, is there, if the, can I feel an effect from it?
Yep.
Or if there is no feeling of effect, what is the onset time? Like, suppose you have a headache and you take a Advil, how long does it take for my headache to go away? Or, you know, something along those okay. lines.
Gotcha.
Or what should I onset say, non-steroidal time. Anti-inflammatory.
Yes, that's exactly okay. what you said. That's the what I yes. use. That's yes. the term I use.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Forget the brand name. I did. I'm neither for or against different non-steroidal anti-inflammatory companies.
I love it. Okay.
If their stock spikes, I mean, I want a part of that.
That's exactly. And you would deserve it too. But okay. So by the way, what is the onset time for Delta 8
yeah,
THC?
So this kind of is our general rules for cannabinoids, and there are lots of papers out there on this, meaning there's medical research and then also, you know, professors who have gone in and they've measured this. So what they do is they measure, you know, the THC or the CBD or whatever else in your bloodstream. Mm. Okay. And also when they have, animal models, they'll measure, you know, how much, of the, cannabinoids are in the tissues themselves.
Gotcha.
Okay. So they're measuring the onset time. And so what they found is that the vapor method actually is the quickest onset time.
Sure.
So that's basically because it's bypassing the secondary metabolism that happens in your gut when you take it through. It's bypassing all that, going into your lungs, going through the blood-brain barrier right up into your brain. So it's hitting the receptors
bam.
Right there. Yeah, bam.
Bam.
So it's very onset time. It's the onset time's very, very short. For edibles, the deal there is that there's all kinds of different things that people are doing to improve their edible onset time, and that is by formulating their product to make particles that are larger into much, much smaller particles, so they're absorbed better in the stomach.
Gotcha.
Or in the gut or whatever. So, so in that case, the onset time, however, can range from, you know, tens of minutes to 50 minutes, in fact. And some of the negative, consequences of onset time, you know, people have, you've seen some negative things happen. Like someone will take a gummy and then they won't feel anything. Take another gummy, they won't feel anything. You take another gummy, won't feel anything. And then by the time it hits them, they're paranoid
and melted
into the sofa or whatever. Yeah. So those are some of the things that you really got to watch out for. Because it does take time, just like any other medicine when you're taking it into your stomach. Okay. And tinctures are typically taken sublingually, which means underneath your tongue.
Okay.
And what happens there is you typically will take your tincture dropper and you'll put it underneath your tongue, and it's formulated in such a way as to absorb through the skin underneath your tongue and enter your bloodstream. So it typically takes a shorter time than if it's in the gut. When it goes into the gut with the edibles, which I didn't mention before, it typically is metabolized through your liver. And so that's a little bit different type of metabolism than hitting your brain, directly, like within a vapor. So it's not going through that secondary metabolism. So tinctures are basically, I don't think that they're metabolized in the liver, although some of you guys may be able to help me on that. I think that's just going directly into the brain sublingually. Into your bloodstream sublingually. So, but the absorption is horrible. I mean, most of it is gone away. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of people are starting to use, more high potency tinctures.
Yes.
They'll use 5,000 milligrams with some tinctures.
Yeah. Okay. We're seeing a lot of 2,000, 3,000, 5,000
right.
tinctures coming out. 250s and 500s are pretty much gone away.
Yeah.
And then, 1,000 milligrams are still out there. But, people take that.
Right. And then there's ones you buy on Amazon that are 300,000 milligrams.
That's hemp oil.
Yeah, that's hemp oil, guys. Just so you guys know that. You can go look up, you type in hemp into Amazon, 400,000 milligrams.
400,000.
We're not talking about CBD there. No, they're talking about total weight of the bottle. Okay. It's kind of dumb. the way that those are marketed that way. Yeah. It's not.
It has nothing to do with what you're dosing or ingesting.
Exactly.
Question. So if an edible, if you chew it longer, does that automatically become more of a
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I mean, it would, because it spends enough time in your gut to emulsify in your gut, so I wouldn't say it would. One thing that is interesting,
but I think about onset time, because
you mean just chewing your food, maybe put it in a blender,
34
you mean
like times
a smoothie,
35 times.
Well, if you made a smoothie with like a high pressure homogenizer, maybe it would reduce the particle size to very small, and then you'd have better absorption in your stomach.
Okay. How many of you have a high pressure homogenization system in your kitchen?
And if you don't, just call us, we'll set you up.
We have them, but I don't have one in my kitchen.
In your kitchen. Oh, we should make one of those for the kitchen appliance. I've done weirder things. I mean,
yes, he has.
Okay. I do have a separatory. Who in our audience has a separatory funnel in their kitchen? I'm kind of curious. Besides me, I have a big separatory funnel.
A big, giant separatory
funnel.
Yeah,
that would be a very important aspect. If you have any kind of oil, water, you need to separate them. Use a separatory funnel for that. So that's what I have in my kitchen. It should be used. If you're doing infusions of any kind, you should have a separatory funnel.
Okay.
For those of you who are chefs and stuff, you don't have a separatory funnel, I highly recommend you get one immediately.
Do we sell that on the Extract Lab shop?
We will. Dr. Johnny T's separatory funnel for kitchen use only.
It's got the big old logo on it.
Yeah. So, okay, guys. So go low, go slow. What's the onset time? Keep in mind there is an onset time. Okay. Yeah. Also, keep in mind the smaller frame you are, the smaller person you are. You want to just think about metering that dosage. If your typical person is taking like one or two gummies and they're feeling an effect, you might try out a half a gummy first, and then
that would be actual, not perceived.
Right.
Weight.
Right. Actual, not perceived weight. Right, exactly. And then make sure you don't make the mistake of just using pounds instead of kilograms. 2.2 is the conversion. So just make sure that you convert your weight over to kilograms. Use the calculators, and it's all set.
Yeah, Google has that. Just type in.
Just type it in. Say, hey.
Well, or ask Siri.
Ask Siri, yeah. Okay, so, and then what to look for in a quality product. We have covered a lot of ground on Delta 8.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And we've had a good time with it.
So. Hope you've appreciated this series on Delta 8. I have learned a lot, and, I work in this every day. So this is helpful. If you need anything, call us. Let us know what we can do to help you with your formulations. We've got labs available. We can come up and help you with the formulations. We can come up and you try the product. Again, outlawshemp.com with outlaws with a Z at the end, hemp.com, if you want to try that. And that calculator is there on their site also, on the dosage. So check that out. See what's there. Would love to hear additional questions, or what else would you like to know about D8, D9, D10, anything. Hit our team up. They're ready answering your questions now.
I would like to say we did a series, like a little lab, mini lab day series on the Delta 8 several months ago, where we actually synthesized something right in front of you. We did it. And then we also talked about, what it would take to, really scale up manufacturing on that.
Yes.
We should probably revisit that again with our new solution.
Yeah.
See.
That was a yes, we should do that.
Okay. We should do that one. Because, just first of all, it's a refresher.
Yes.
Second of all, we've kind of changed up the way we're doing it from when we actually did that work.
Yes.
And so we know a lot more than we did. So,
Lab days, you guys like our lab days. So it sounds like that's coming up soon. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Let us know what you think and keep asking those questions. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Are you stuck in your hemp or cannabis business? Are you not reaching your processing goals? Here at Extract Lab, we offer a free 20-minute CBD jam session. A CBD jam session is a conversation with an industry expert, not a sales call. A conversation where you can talk to us about whatever issues you are having right now and where you are stuck. We will help you uncover any issues you are currently having in your business. create a solution to fit your current scale, develop a future scale-up plan based on your needs, and help you make your processing goals a reality, all while getting your business plan back on track. Schedule your free 20-minute CBD jam session at 1-651-600-0036. Again, that number is 1-651-600-0036.